scumbag?
Yo, it's your boy 40 Fonz.
What's your name, scumbag?
Yo, 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 I'm your boy K-Stucky7C.
And we are the Scumbag Lounge Podcast. Get your scumbag news every Wednesday on all podcast platforms. Be sure to give us a like, follow, and a 5-star rating. Be sure to catch the Scumbag Lounge with Dollar Radio online Wednesday at 4 p.m. and Hearts of the Streets Radio TV on Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Follow us at the Scumbag Lounge on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. And email us at thescumbaglounge@gmail.com. What's up, Sly?
What's happening, bro? What's going on?
Not much, bro. How was your week?
Shit, man. You know, ain't too much, man. The same old with me, man.
Word.
Work, life.
Yeah, life and life.
Life.
Life and life, man.
Yeah, man.
You all right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, what's up? Man. What's up with you?
Nothing, man. Just getting the damn ready to get the show started, man. I had a little grueling. But we weren't too bad. I wasn't going to say grueling. It was kind of quick. Actually, shit, damn, it's like Tuesday. That shit was down winding down after Tuesday, man. So we also did some other stuff for us to show and stuff like that, man, and talk to some people and stuff and try to get stuff straight for the Street Hop podcast. So this been that type of week for me. What about you, Sly?
Man, you know, like I say, man, just work. You know, trying to take care of stuff around the house, you know, grown man shit.
Yeah.
Grown men shit, man. Yeah, just grown sure. Men trying to take care of some business. Got with my boy, Mr. Cleveland T. Smith. Anybody, you know, got some life insurance on my folks.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Word.
Take care of stuff like that, man. You know how important that stuff is, man, until you need it. So, you know, you never can really have enough insurance when it comes to those things. We know how things go, man. Like you say, the GoFundMe's when somebody pass and, you know, things ain't quite right.
Mm-hmm.
So get some coverage on your family, on your loved ones, you know, if you're able to.
So
you know, we do wild times out here, man.
Yeah. But like you'll be an adult this weekend.
Yeah, being a damn adult. Yeah, doing adult shit, man. Yeah, being an adult, sure. Making adult decisions. And, you know, and sometimes that's what we got to do, man. You got to do to protect our family, so.
Word. I know a lot of y'all been hitting me or asking where Sharnay at. Sharnay, she's, hopefully she'll be back next week.
Yeah.
I know she was under the weather for a little while, and today she had, this time she had some
prior engagement, so. She should be back on, definitely get her back on. Y'all miss her, we miss her on as well, so get her back on and get her, because it's a lot, you know, definitely. I know she got some stuff to say. Right. On a lot of this foolery going on out here right now,
right,
but
for sure.
But yeah, word. But you know, good to be back, man. Good to be back in here. Sit by my boy Scum.
Word for sure, man.
You know, and, yeah, shit, man. Let's get this shit going, man.
Word, man. Before we get started, man, I want to do a little happy birthday shout out to my little sister Amber. Happy birthday, sis.
Happy birthday, man. Man, you know what? I ain't been keeping up really with people's birthday. I know I done missed a few.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to tell them happy birthday. If I haven't hit you up online directly and told you happy birthday, just all y'all, man, happy birthday. What season is it? This ain't cap. What season is it? Council? What season is it?
Shit, I don't even know. You got me, Slime.
Yeah, well, we gonna, yeah, happy birthday to all y'all.
I don't know what season this is, this man.
Is it council season?
I don't know. Where our phone's at?
Gemini?
No, Gemini in June, right?
Shit, I don't know.
Yeah, Gemini in June. That's a little puffy birthday month. So you gotta look at the horoscopes.
Yeah, man. I'm looking at the horoscopes, man. But happy birthday to everybody birthday. Out there, man, celebrating.
Word, man. So man, let's go ahead and kick off the show, man. We got I think Sharnay sent this over this week, man. I guess you could say this. Good news, and I guess Dre secured a bag. So her Dre reveals that she's pregnant with a 22-year-old NBA star Jalen Green baby. They're having a baby girl.
Yeah, so it's official now. We you know, we touched on that a couple weeks ago. You know, Dre is actually, you know, full of that young man's baby. I mean, obviously, we talked on it, man. We touched on it. It's definitely not a good look to me, you know, but, you know, I'm at a big age. So, I'm at a big age of looking at stuff like that in a different light from probably a lot of other people. I think I'd be shitting if it was me. If I was that, if I was the mom or the dad or the parent of that young guy,
yeah,
I'd be shitting.
The dad?
I'd be shitting. Wow. I'd be shitting. Because, bro, you done, you 22, man.
Mm-hmm.
She 40.
Mm-hmm. 39.
Okay. Well, all right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 39.
Yeah.
20 years from now, you be 39.
She'd be 59.
She'd be 59. What if y'all stay together that long.
But it's a good 59, though. All 59s ain't the same.
Ain't nobody. 59 is 59.
All 59s ain't the same.
59 is 59.
I feel you.
I ain't saying, I'm saying this far. I ain't even saying how she gonna look or nothing like that. Well, I'm just saying, young man, you in your early 20s, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now you have a child from this young lady. Not y'all just dating and you know, having a little fun with her. You locked in.
Mm-hmm.
So your you don't turn into a chick, young man.
Oh, that's too late.
See? See? I mean, I wasn't gonna say it that way, but we all kind of know. If that 22-year-old young man was working at Walmart, he wouldn't be getting dragged
pregnant. He got an 18-year-old. He got an 18-year bid now. Nah, that's
yeah. He's locked in, man. And I would feel weird with somebody close to my child's age. I'm having a baby with.
You
know what I'm saying?
Close. Ain't no son is with the going to college now.
Yeah, they around the same age.
Yeah.
Him and Jalen Green, they around the same age. They can hang out together. They can be partying together.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think so, that's...
He got 18 years before he get emancipated, so he did.
Well, shit, you know, we all know it don't stop after 18.
Yeah, take that. It's certain states.
Yeah, they don't stop after 18 now.
Certain states.
It don't stop till... It don't stop, really.
He'll be in a good state, though. He down there in Texas. So, they might...
That don't... You get traded, what are you going to do? Ain't no guarantee he's going to spend his whole fucking career down there.
Well, hopefully he don't get on child support. Let's hope that.
Shit, man.
But just to give a little back content of the story, man, the 39-year-old model, reality star, and entrepreneur has confirmed that she, a 22-year-old NBA star, D, expected a baby girl due in May of this year.
Wow.
Dre's announcement may have been met with less backlash as she... And Green didn't share a 17-year age gap. Her comment section immediately filled with opinions and scrutiny as she was deemed as a predator. And some even claimed she should be in jail. They said, yes, officer, she's right here. One person commented as another called her R. Shelley.
R. Shelley?
R. Shelley. And a third person said, girl, you need to be in jail. Congrats, though. As one more inquired, are you tired of making broken homes?
Oh, my God.
I think they go too far.
R. Shelley?
R. Shelley.
Well, that's funny. Now, that's funny. I ain't thought of R. Shelley. I just want to know. And, you know, maybe we could put this on, you know, put this out for, you know, people to comment on, for our listeners to comment on. Well, if there was a guy
that did what?
That did that to a 20-year-old girl. Just say if it was a, guy and he got with a, I would say WNBA star like that. Like, just say the role reversal. The guy was 40, the girl was 22.
Mm-hmm.
You think it'd be the same backlash for him?
No.
You don't think so?
Shit, Al Pacino, 85, he got a 20-something-year-old pregnant, right?
Was she 20? Was she like in her 30s or something?
Something.
I mean, but Al Pacino's 85. Now, that young lady's looked at as, okay, so... What I'm trying to reverse the rules of who has the financial come up here. I'm trying to reverse the rule. Mm. Al Pacino got money.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Just like Hugh Hefner had money, and what's the other guy that married that young girl? The Bridget Nielsen married that old ass rich man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They married for the money. Or Nicole, what's Nicole Smith, or what was their name? Anna Nicole.
Who she married?
Didn't she marry that older guy? Something like that. Well, anyway. Yeah.
Go ahead. Let me see why you talking.
I see. Well, what I'm saying is, like, those women, to me, made that decision because the guy's older, he rich, and he probably ain't got a lot of time left. It's more of a business decision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Anna Nicole Smith married that old guy.
Yeah.
Rich old guy.
Mm-hmm.
Inherited his money after he, something like that. Yeah, right?
Howard Marshall.
Yeah, rich old rich guy. Yeah, anytime you got that first initial in the front, your ass got money. Nine times out of ten. Yeah.
Trump and Melania?
Huh?
Trump and Melania?
Well, he ordered her on the damn website. So, you know, he was mayor order.
Yeah.
You know, shit. Who else was going to marry Trump? He may order Briar. And plus she was in Playboy and all that shit too.
Yeah.
So all I'm saying is, man, it's not a good look, man.
For who?
For neither one of them, really.
Neither one?
No, not to me. I mean, you know, the baby shouldn't suffer behind them. I ain't saying none of that stuff, man. Not saying he won't be a good dad to a child. I'm not saying any of those things. Not saying she's not a good mom. I'm not saying any of those things either. Just on the eye, it's not a good look because of the situation. Because again, Dre has a certain lifestyle and a certain type of guy she goes after.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure. This young man, 22, I don't think he's experienced enough yet in life to deal with that and all this is going to come with it.
Far as well, what would come
the scrutiny, the talking, to this, to that, the backlash, that, you know, you're a dumbass, you know what I'm saying? And you got to
get. But now they're coming at her, though. I don't think there's so much coming at him.
Yeah.
They treat her as she's the predator.
That's the picture they paint. But what can he say to stop that, though?
He can't.
He can't say nothing to stop that.
And I think.
I'm not going to congratulate the young man on you getting Dre. I'm not going to give you the congratulations on that. Because, why? You ain't just bust on the scene and nobody knew who she was. You been dealing with athletes her whole life.
Yeah, but.
The Walmart nigga can't get no play.
It should.
Why not? Why not? What make it so different? It's just because it's financing? So you setting yourself up, it seems like it's more of a financial gain than love.
She want to have a baby
from a damn NBA nigga.
Certain lifestyle, close to a certain lifestyle.
I don't care, man. That shit don't mean nothing to me, man.
Mm.
Love somebody, love him. I'm just saying, man.
Hey, she might love him, though.
No. To love what he could do for her.
Mm.
What the potential of him being able to do. Because again, if he wasn't in the NBA, he wasn't an athlete, he wouldn't be there.
You got Marcus and Alonso.
He tied it to the Jordan money.
Yeah, what I'm saying.
Come on, man. Let's not even go there.
She get a basketball check?
Well, she got Scottie money.
Right.
She got Scottie money. But she also know.
Scottie got a problem of his own.
She also know. She tied to that Jordan money.
He ain't put no baby in it yet, so.
Yeah. They trying, though, right? They'll say they were talking about having one, right?
Really? Yeah.
Man, remember back in the day? Back in that. Shit. They like were talking about having one, then they broke up and got back together or some shit?
She's about 50 now.
And?
Her biological clock ticking. I don't know if she can have any more. Babies, right?
They'll pay for it. They'll pay for a surrogate.
Because those damn ovulation periods few far in between now at 50.
Sure about that, Scott?
Yeah, that's what menopause is.
It's the new 50, man.
The new 50.
This ain't house coats and flip flaps, man. You know, this ain't Big Mama's.
I'm saying, man. You know, her
they lives ain't slowing down,
she
man.
On the clock.
It's 50-year-olds having babies.
Yeah, they
it's
are.
It's 50-year-old niggas making babies, and it's 50-year-olds having babies.
They are, but it's... He done. She ain't had a baby by then. They been fucking around at least about 2 years.
Ain't like she working no hard labor job with her damn pill is shifted.
she been living been life. Fucking around she like two life years. Though, right?
She been living
at least
the,
two.
She been living the luxury life for a long time.
What 2 years? 3 years?
What?
Lawson down. Marcus been kicking it.
I don't know exactly. You know they started that whole we friend shit for a minute trying to play that role, but
he damn mom's.
You know Gucci flip flop would tan ass up too. So.
Gucci flip flops. Oh, my man on Future.
That's the song.
Yeah.
That was her.
Shit.
Damn. That's the story I heard. He was talking about her.
Shit.
He fucked her with some Gucci flip flops on. That's where the song originated from. That's what I heard, allegedly.
Damn.
See what I'm saying?
Future talk.
That's what I heard. I don't know if you heard that, B. The Gucci flip flops. I just fucked you. Yeah, it was about Lost Pippin.
Yeah, they were fucking.
Yeah, the song was about her, came originated from one of the sex capades. Mm. So again, let's be careful out here, young men, with this money, man.
Future gotta quit talking so much, man.
Shit, Future don't give a fuck, man. Lame natives don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. Lame natives.
What you call them?
Lame natives.
Why you call?
Because
Future, that, man.
Because he doing some lame shit.
Yeah,
he doing some lame shit. He mad at Russell.
You got Russell fired though, right?
Man, he ain't getting Russell fired, man.
He ain't getting Russell fired. Who got Russell fired?
Sean Payton got Russell fired.
Oh man,
can't leave Russ home too long, bro. Sierra be pregnant again.
Speaking of damn Dre and the pregnancy, man, you see what they did in Kentucky this week?
No, what?
The Kentucky Senate approved a bill for child support during pregnancy.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, tell me. You mean to tell me you start paying as soon as she becomes pregnant? Mm-hmm. Not after she had a baby.
Yeah, so
y'all ain't gotta break up or none of that shit. Just you start kicking in right off the top. What couples together? I still got to fucking kick in. We just ain't married.
At the time of conception, she go that.
So if you're not married, you kicking in.
Yeah.
Ain't no fucking way. We'll cross that line of Tennessee. Ain't not just get this goddamn baby. See. I ain't having no sex in fucking Kentucky. You can bet your ass to that. You ain't got to worry about me getting no ass in Kentucky.
So, Kentucky Senate.
Get about it.
The Kentucky Senate takes a groundbreaking step with bipartisan support. The Senate had passed a bill that allows parents to seek child support for pregnancy expenses. Retroactively up to a year after birth.
Crazy hell.
So you don't even got to be the father. You can be assumed. I mean, you know, you be assumed as the father unless you do a DNA test inside the stomach.
Kentucky just happened. What happened to Kentucky?
What?
It's off my list. Line drawn through it, Jack. I ain't driving through that motherfucker.
So
now, if I can help it, nigga tripping, man. How the hell you gonna pay? Damn. Well, they watch they bail rate gonna.
Them motherfuckers trying to stop that damn that Wick, man.
They trying to put a hold on Wick. How you gonna stop Wick? Well, Wick ain't hurt nobody. Wick ain't bothered nobody, man. Hell, I had Wick.
It's trying to stop them King Vitamins.
King Vitamin that damn. Cheese and milk. That's essential shit, man. Baby need that.
They can't keep it on the shelf.
They flying off the shelf. Can't keep it out of stock.
Yeah, man.
Out of stock, man. Yeah. That milk, cheese. What did you come with that week? It was milk, cheese, cereal. And
Juicy Juice.
Juicy Juice, yeah. And, you know, the formula.
Yeah.
The milk.
Yeah, the formula.
For the baby.
Yeah.
Come on, man. What's the problem with that, man? That should be already. You know what? At this point in time, man, that stuff should be given to. It should be here for.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't have to go through a week. It should just be there.
Mm-hmm.
At this point in time, where we at in the world, man, it should just be readily available.
Yeah.
They throw away thousands of jugs of milk after they expiration in the stores.
Yeah.
They should be readily available, man.
Yeah.
Should be readily available for a pregnant woman or pregnant a family that's expecting to get that stuff, man. Like, come on, man. What are we doing?
Yeah. Yeah. I just hope that shit don't be a... there'll be a new wave. Well,
shit,
that
shit talking about a bill.
You oh, see that the, shit'll spread across the country. You know what I mean?
You see the bill going. You see the bill happening here, right?
What about the permitless? Overcare? Yeah, permitless.
Man, look at here.
Yeah, shit getting wild. Wild, wild west.
I tell you what,
right here,
you won't see me at no softball game. I don't know, man. I don't think that's a good idea.
I don't think so.
I don't think it's.
But Tennessee started that shit though, right?
I think Texas, right? Was it Texas or Tennessee?
Tennessee, Texas. One of those states to begin with a T.
Look here, man. You could be in a restaurant and somebody just happened to break food in there.
Mm-hmm.
Start arguing with the waitress or manager and pull out the scrap, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And start busting shots in the damn. Like, that's just how wild this shit can get, because any and everybody can have a fucking gun now. You just go in, buy it, and walk out the store with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there ain't no.
There no rules.
Not everybody got a gun now. You'd be crazy as hell not to have one now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's for sure.
You'd be crazy as hell not to have something.
Shit.
So think about it. If it's open carry, right? Permitless carry. You could just go get a gun and walk around here. Up and down, you can have your shit. Walk up and down. The police can't say nothing to you. You ain't got no regulation. The first person get into an argument is when somebody pull out a gun and start shooting. It could be anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
Like anywhere. That. Yeah.
It ain't, you just can't, they do got some regulations though.
Like what?
So open carry just means you can carry, when you carry your gun, you don't need a permit to carry it out. So, you still, like, if you want to conceal carry, if you don't want nobody to know you want to carry, you got to have a license for that.
Why the hell would I do that? I could just have it out. Yeah, I want you to know I got my shit. Yeah.
Some people don't want you to know, so that's for, like, police. So you know what I'm saying? Because you got to take classes to be able to conceal carry. Because, you know what I'm saying? We've been had conceal carry. But, mm-hmm. like certain places, you still can't take your gun. So, like, you can't take them, like, government agencies, places like that. You can't take your gun in the bar. Like, places they serve alcohol, you can't take your gun in them places.
My thing is with that is nobody's going to be scared to keep the carry. They, you know, like, there's no, like, going to a public fair, event, festival, anything like with a bunch of people out. You ain't stopping me from carrying my shit.
But it's still someplace, like, wherever you can't carry a gun before they pass the bill, you can't carry a gun. So I don't know if you could carry a gun at the fair. Like, or you know what I'm saying? Like, if you could conceal, like, if it say you can't conceal carry, or whatever. Like, I don't know well, all the exact places.
I'm talking about, like, see the egg scramble. I'm just going to, I mean, I know people wild out and shit sometimes happen, but it's just not like everybody's going to have a fucking gun now.
But is that more up to the discretion of the business? If a private-owned business could say, you know, you can't.
I don't want you to have your weapon
you
in here.
You can't carry
well, weapon. Then probably right. That business going to probably struggle a little bit for the, because people not going to come. Maybe. I'm just saying, I don't like it.
It's 29, like, South Carolina, the 29th state that allows open carry. And it ain't like it's.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't saying other places. Groundbreaking. I just ain't like it, period, when they started talking about doing that shit. Just crazy.
But
I
now guess you that's got, the military. Now, so you got to have a permit.
No, you don't have a permit to open carry. So if you don't have a permit, it got to be shown. If
you carry your gun. Have it on your hip, but
it got to be shown.
My thing is, why go through the whole process of having to conceal and I don't have to do that now? But the whole thing was being able to carry a weapon was to go through the classes and go through the proper training and all this stuff like that. Nah, you can skip that.
Mm-hmm.
You can just get your gun and put it on your hip and walk around. Like,
I do that anyway, though.
Like, and I ain't took no classes. Sam.
And I ain't took no classes. And I do that anyway. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think it's, me personally, I don't think it's going to make too much of a big change. You're going to see, like, a lot of older people probably carrying their guns out.
But niggas going to be feeling away, man. Gonna be feeling like
you ever?
But I feel like they try to damn combat these damn mass shootings and shit. Trying to say maybe it take a good person with a gun to stop a a bad that's person.
Probably another that, dead that, person who
that's
ain't,
what they
who
say,
ain't got
but
no.
But they don't really.
That right. ain't, my, to me, that ain't going to change it. Cause now
no, I agree with that. I agree with that. I'm going to tell you.
You got
how
more
they
people
look
in the crossfire. Because everybody don't know what I'm saying
who
is when you have section. I guess the military kicking in right now. I guess when you have crossfire,
yeah,
and you have section fire and you have target firing, shit like that. Like somebody just start opening fucking fire. Everybody in that vicinity is at risk. Is what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Because everybody just because you carry a gun don't mean you know how to handle it like that.
Right.
You just start buzzing wild and shit.
Right. Right. But that I'm talking speaking towards people that's pro Second Amendment.
That be the people. Argument what you said. They say, well, you know, we can stop a mass shooting or somebody robbing right. something.
That's the argument.
They say that they like been studies of like who, you know, when it's been times when people tried to be the hero or whatever, good guy with a gun, like you said.
It ain't always really end up the same, it ain't really able to tell the story. Nigga end up dead.
A lot of times the people be scared to shoot. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, you can talk all that shit you want to. The bullets start flying.
Just like they go back to the conversation always. Anytime they be a school shooting, always go back to the conversation. Teachers
need to have
a
good.
Yeah. Know what I mean? They said maybe that teacher could have stopped.
Or that teacher
that hand pistol. The teacher with a hand pistol stopping this man with an AK spraying people.
No.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
See, this is where, again, I feel like it's because I've been in a situation, and I'm just going to reverse back to overseas where all through training and all through training up to go, I can't wait. I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. Bullets start flying, I'm gonna pee in the cell. Mm-hmm. Now I'm about to get shot now because your ass can't shoot back. You know what I'm saying? So you froze. It's good to say that shit until the shit happens, bro. Like you can't dictate what the mind gonna do when the shit start getting, when chaos start happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, you give a teacher a gun. Yeah, you can do that. But what if that teacher just go fuck bananas?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, I just wanted to.
Then what?
I just wanted to chime in and say they still got regulations with the shooting stuff. So it ain't gonna be like the Wild Wild West. They still gonna have some. But I even like in Texas and stuff, y'all done been to Texas, like it ain't like a whole bunch of people walking around with guns on their hips and all of that. Like the people who wanna do it, doing it now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
That
like,
part too.
Yeah,
it's the Wild Wild West now.
Here,
yeah. I mean, you know what I mean? But that, now you just got. But basically, now you just gave people who really wasn't like I don't want a gun. I don't feel like I don't need a gun, or I know what I'm gonna do if I get a gun to go get a gun. Now it's like you can go. You don't have to go through the steps like that.
But
too
I mean,
much.
I don't feel like you if. You really wanted to get a gun and you like a bad person, you gonna get the gun regardless.
Mm-hmm.
It's more guns in America than people.
Yeah. I see your point. I get your point. I don't know, man. I just think it should be as much regulation as possible.
I believe it too.
Before people should start be having guns, bro. We all know people that always have a gun on. Always. I don't give a damn where they at.
Mm-hmm.
They keep a damn scrap on them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got some, soon as they get a gun, now I'm the baddest motherfucker on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say nothing to me. Nobody can't say nothing to me. That guy's who I'm worried about. That guy. That guy who now all of a sudden, I'm so bad, I'm bad, you can't say nothing to me. And every time somebody says something wrong, they go into the scrap.
But the person that got the gun with them all the time got the same word you got.
But they more controlled.
Do you
they
think?
More
do you think now?
Gun conscious, man. Gun aware.
Do you think now? Though, like, you ever been in a club when they don't pat nobody down?
Yeah, and that shit dangerous.
Right.
But do you think, like, when I walk into them clubs, I assume everybody got a gun on them?
You
so
need
like,
to?
Do you think now, like with this law, that people will be like a little bit more cautious because they might think, well, everybody got a gun on them?
In this society, no. Cause everybody a tough guy.
They are.
Just cause I got a gun, I'm a tough guy. I'm a badass. You know what I'm saying? In this society, the society we in now. Maybe back in the 90s, not so much. Now, I'm tough. Niggas ain't fighting. like that.
They run to the car now.
What? Immediately.
Yeah, I tell.
Look.
I told somebody one time.
Heard the other day from the Herman, the whole damn war zone they had going over there. Mm. He had on his camera.
On what side?
Over there by Mayo.
Oh, over there?
Yeah.
Oh, there was they had something going on over there by the hospital.
Like, bro, this is in the city limit. In the country?
They had something going on by a baseball game the other
day. That's what I'm saying. Had to shoot the baseball game down because Nick started shooting. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, it's...
But see, though, I don't think, regardless of this law or not, that is going to happen.
I get it.
That you know, I'm talking about the regular person every day.
But then what if that happened before? So this is what I'm saying right here. Yeah. All right, prime example of that. That's going on your street,
mm-hmm.
right? Or that's going on right there in your neighborhood. You got a gun now. You decide to step your ass outside, and then you get shot. Because now you got a gun. All two, 3 years ago, you didn't have a gun. So you stayed your ass in the house and mind your fucking business. Now, I got a gun now. I'm going to go outside. I'm going to put a stop to this shit. In that sense, now you got heroes out here. You got these people want to be heroes now. Everybody want to be a hero. Everybody can't be a hero. Heroes don't always live to tell the story, man. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, I agree with you.
That's all I'm saying. There's going to be people stepping in people's business. Stepping in shit. Maybe I ain't saying it right, but I'm just, it's going to be a lot of heroes out here. It's going to be a lot of.
Maybe in the beginning, probably.
A lot of microwave heroes out here, man.
It probably will in the beginning, but I think it might die down. But I don't know. I mean.
All right. Bike week.
I'm covered.
Coming up. Bike week coming up. The bike week the polis have, you know, if you want to call it bike week now, but. I ain't going to shit like that too much.
No, man. Then another election loss for Trump. Oh, shit.
I ain't going to big shit like that, man. I'm just saying, man, like, and you know, and we all know it's about to get hot. And we don't know how to act sometimes when it get hot. So we get to acting fool when it get hot.
I'd rather see it.
What you rather see?
I'd rather see the peace out. Pause.
Yeah, the scrap, right?
Oh,
the
I'd rather see it.
Yeah. So let me know what I'm... I know you got yours. I know that's what
you're covered by the
you
blood.
You protecting yourself, and I'm good. But I don't be sitting at Texas Roadhouse...
And somebody walk in.
And somebody walk in and slap the damn scrap on the damn thing like, this seat taken?
Yeah.
Y'all need to move.
Yeah, I want to say you can't take it in. I want to say you can't go into places where that serve alcohol with a gun.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Who gonna listen to the rules all the time?
I mean, you gonna have to get out.
Yeah, you can't come in.
Can't come in. They could
man. Somebody with a gun and they gonna tell them they can't come in. Fuck. I mean, what we talking about? Have to
call the law.
You see what? Okay.
Well, you probably have a display on their.
You see what I'm saying? Somebody in it.
They have a display on their windows.
Two people gonna pull out behind the bar like,
no weapons, period.
Yeah.
They might have to change them. They might have to change them.
Like they do in Wilson. You come in, everybody pull their scrapper behind the bar.
saloon.
Fuck out, yeah, saloon. You know what I'm saying? You know, damn pistols caught back. Yeah. Yeah, you in there acting a fool? All right, y'all got me. Come on. I'm just saying, man. I mean, I know we done went a little long on it, but I just don't necessarily agree. They need to have way more control over this gun shit instead of just saying fuck it, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just gave up on trying to put some regulations on this shit, man. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think they gave up. The people who passed it is the ones who've been wanting anyway.
Well, when I say they, I mean them who supporting this and not trying to have so much more, you know, control.
The people that
so
don't
regulation.
The people
man.
That don't go out and vote. The ones that gave up.
Well, I'm talking about the answer too.
I mean,
because
shit like that would happen.
Again, when the country was at when the war was going on. Mm. These damn killers wasn't signing up to take their ass over there to do nothing.
What war?
Shit, we got one going on now. They just ain't talking about it. But OPSEC.
Ukraine?
OPSEC. OPSEC. We'll talk offline. what I'm saying is these are patriots out here that they got these guys.
They ain't
that
patriotic.
All right. These bunker builders out here? What? These bunker builders and eat bottom all the canned goods and shit damn Civil War that's gonna break out. Yeah,
them motherfuckers, them shit. Motherfuckers real now.
You done gave these motherfuckers more opportunity to buy up all the fucking books.
Them motherfuckers real now. The ones that
you couldn't find a fucking bullet around here for a minute?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Oh, it's coming back.
Shit, my
bet your ass. It's coming back.
I know a few people that make their own bullets, though.
Is the federal sanction? Or they ain't got a peer press like old boy did?
Boy got one behind their barn, behind their house, at the daddy shed and shit. And Diddy shit.
Diddy
shit. Yeah. But anyway, man.
Yeah, I knew we went a little long. Sorry, y'all. But, I'm real scrubbing.
Yeah, you're real passionate about stuff, it. I see, man.
Slime
is passionate about
that. Yeah, man. I don't play that shit, man.
That nigga went for shooting up vaginas in Kentucky and shit.
I ain't shooting up now vagina in Kentucky. I ain't pulling my damn pistol out of the holster, bro. Fuck. So this is anybody in Kentucky. Yeah, I'm sure Kentucky got some beautiful women there. Mm-hmm. Some attractive women there, but I ain't want nothing to do with you. Cause ass won't have me paying from the time you miss your period.
Yeah. But tell you
hell
period.
No. Keep that.
They don't give you 9 months to get your damn.
They don't get your shit together.
Get your fails off.
You can't even take the paternity test. Don't come back.
You gotta figure out your check.
You gotta figure your check situation.
Right. You know, you only get 9 months to figure out your check.
Yeah, man. Coming to get your money before you get paid.
Yeah.
Hell no. Hell no, scum. You got, you have 9 months trying to figure things out. I really want to be this goddamn woman.
Oh, they want you to pay for that baby for the womb. They want you to pay for that baby for the womb to the tomb.
Womb to the tomb. You right. You from the time you unload your pistol. From the time you bust off, bro.
Yeah.
To the time they dust you off, bro. You got to pay, bro.
You got to pay.
Ain't no fucking way, man.
But I wonder what happens. If she has a baby,
it ain't yours.
It ain't yours.
You still got to pay.
I wonder if you get your money back.
Hell no.
No?
No.
This where you keep receipts?
Receipts don't do you no good.
No good?
I've been there. I'm speaking from experience. Bro, they was taking my check. They were taking that money out of my check, man. And they was taking more than what they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Cause somebody pulled a flim-flam down at the damn courthouse and used my name, used my social security number. Anyway, make a long story short, by the time I figured all that shit out, they've been taking double my amount of child support.
Mm-hmm.
They were taking what I was required to pay
and
additional money, putting it on somebody else's fucking books.
Oh, wow.
And I had to go through hell and hot water to get that shit straight.
And you got no reason.
And I ain't got a dime of that extra money back, bro. Yeah. They kept that shit.
They owe you some money.
Damn right. They kept it though.
Mm.
They kept it. And gave my fucking money back.
Damn.
And this was due to system. There wasn't no illegal bullshit going on, no backwoods shit. Mm. This was straight through the court and them niggas told me they ain't giving me shit back.
To your face.
To my face, yeah. That's why I got to tip the court in the goddamn thing. They was about to lock me up.
Damn.
That's why I threw, get your goddamn hands off me, bailiff.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to hold contempt. And we calm down. I'm tired of this shit. I went lost it in there, man. Yeah, man. Yeah, I was there, scum. I was there today. I was there on that. So
that was
maybe this tree, maybe man. this South Carolina thing, maybe just the judge that time. It could be a number of things, but I knew that I was not getting my money back. And that ain't my fucking, whatever bill y'all was putting that on, that ain't my child. You know what I'm saying? Hell, you gonna take double, give it to mine.
Give it to yours.
Give it to mine.
Right.
Not give it to somebody else's shit.
Right.
Give me my shit back.
Yeah, that's something ain't
they
right.
They ain't give me shit back, bro.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
They ain't give me a dime of that money. That shit went on for 8 months, bro.
You still ain't got nothing.
I still ain't see a dime of that fucking money. I'm paying for somebody else's fucking child support.
Damn.
Mine and somebody else's own. You think I'll make enough money to do that? Back then?
Not at that time.
Hell
no.
Fuck no.
No.
I was a POC in the military, man.
Damn.
Shit.
And the military couldn't help you get your money back?
The money was already allotted out. It was coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Military had nothing to do with that.
Okay.
It wasn't the military that started. It was coming out.
Oh.
Man, that's a whole nother story. Yeah. I need a drink behind that. I was shit.
Yeah, that shit rough.
I went in court and lost my damn mind in that, bro.
Damn.
Judge tell me.
That is fucking bad luck.
That's just how fucked up the system is.
Yeah, the system fucked up, but
that's
damn.
How fucked up the system is, man. So I don't believe in none of that.
And so you had to pay that shit for 8 months?
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna take $746 out of my check every 2 weeks.
God damn.
And only 390 was going to Deja.
And this is like 90s.
Yeah, this was a little 90s. When I went to the military, 99?
Yeah.
2000?
Yeah.
2001?
Something dollars. That's a lot of money.
You goddamn right. That's a lot of money for a mother who ain't making it.
That was an extra lot of money.
Shit, man.
Damn. You should have been on WIC.
I was in the barracks, bro. I was in the bees. Get them damn three hearts in a cot. I'll take that damn. I'll tear that cafeteria up. Well, I ain't no damn money, man. Shit, I had to go get the free meal. Y'all, hey man, y'all hang out tonight? Nah, man. I had to save up.
What?
Save up. Hang out. Fuck.
God damn.
I'm missing out on some good parties. I ain't got no goddamn money.
So you was eating the cafeteria and shit.
Goddamn right I was. DFAC, what they call it.
Yeah.
The DFAC. I had a card and all. Instead of meal card. I was on WIC. You might as well say
that
I was on food stamps. I was on assistance. Boy, the military. Had a meal card. It had numbers on it. When they punched the number out.
Yeah.
Like the first of the month, yeah. Punched the one out. Punched two out.
Damn. Damn, that motherfucker fucked you, man.
He fucked me over, man.
That shit fucked up, man.
Yeah, he fucked me over. So I have no trust in that system, man.
So you was eating at a cafeteria for eight months.
Yeah. Religiously.
Damn.
I mean, breakfast, lunch, and fucking dinner.
Damn.
Will. Will.
Yeah.
Me, Will. Saunders and Farley. Hey, we meet up, bro. Hey, what
y'all niggas go to the cafeteria?
We'll get a table with four champs.
Grown ass men with trees.
Grown ass men. Well, you Will, man, if you hear this, man, chime in, bro, because you know we ain't missed that defect time. Well. Hell of hot water, but we was at that
so
defect.
What was your time? What was your
breakfast was from 6:30 to 9. We hit mm-hmm. that up before we go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Lunch was from 11:30 to like 2.
Mm-hmm.
2:30. Mm-hmm. 2. And then dinner was from like, I think the defect opened at 5
mm-hmm.
to like 7 or 8. Mm-hmm. And then they had midnight for the midnight damn.
Oh, okay.
For people that work night shift,
yeah.
They had from 12. Like, I think it's from 11 to 2 or something. 24 hours
of day. So, what
you
kind
see,
of food?
You told them they had to go boxes back in the rooms, bro.
What kind of food they were serving?
They had everything in there, man. Yeah. I mean, Wednesday was surf and turf.
Yeah.
We got a lobster tail and a piece of steak.
Shit.
Wednesday was surf and turf. You know, Tuesday, they had like themes, different.
Oh, themes.
Wings, you got your hot bar, and then you got your main.
So y'all eat good, though.
You eat good, though.
Yeah.
I ain't saying you got peanuts and shit, no. Yeah. No, you ate good. Mm. It's just the fact that you weren't missing no meal time.
You weren't missing it.
Fuck no. Stand on the line. That motherfucker knew he ain't got to get all that shit on that arm. Greedy ass. When you get out of this car, know what you do? What? Let me get the same thing he got. I got cheese, bacon, ham, turkey.
Okay, what you call it?
Oh my god,
Western omelet.
Oh my god, boy, she was too funny.
Yeah, that's funny.
There's some times, there's some days, man. There's some days, but yeah, man. We'll chime in on this one, bro. If you hear the show, this year, you chime in on it, bro. We religiously going to that.
I will. I want to hit this last story, man.
I wish I go to DFAC now some damn time.
I know. I know you feel some type of way about this too, man. I want to know if you agree. Joe Budden made a comment this week, where he says that the wave of planning female artists into the industry is over.
The wave of who?
Planning female artists
into the industry.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I mean, I don't. You think they plants? You think they planted them in the industry?
How you feel?
I think some of the women earn they scripes, man. Earn their way in. Some, I think so. I'm not gonna say
he
all.
He said.
Ice Spice is planted.
Yeah. No, he was saying that the ones like Lotto, she gonna be around.
Yeah, Lotto gonna be here.
Yeah. Said that it could.
Meg gonna be here.
Rhapsody, she gonna be here.
Cardi ain't going nowhere, even though she hasn't had an album out yet. She thinks she about to drop one, though.
It said Cardi been doing that shit for six, saying that shit for 6 years.
Yeah, she
ain't doing... been that long.
That's a funny movie, there. Oh, that's a funny ass movie.
Ain't been that long. But,
you hit the sheets of the streets, baby. Yeah, that shit ain't fun. But, I think Joe Budden got, he has it. I don't necessarily always agree with what Joe Budden saying. I ain't necessarily saying I'm agreeing 100% with this per se, but I think he has a point. I don't think the wave is going to be over. I think this is going to keep recycling. Mm. You know, because I really think that Ice Spice is definitely
a plant.
A plant. Yeah, I do.
You think her hanging out with Taylor?
It's a plan, man.
Even make it more seen that she might be on plant.
Yeah.
What about Sexy Red? Think Sexy Red a plant?
I think Sexy Red is musically, she is definitely a plant. She's a plant.
Glorilla.
I used to think that, but I think Glow can actually do something in music. I think she can. She has a unique sound. She actually showed something on this last record here that she hasn't really shown on other records. It was like she actually showed that, okay, I can rap now. Mm-hmm. Like I'm taking my music shit seriously. Mm-hmm. Not just out here putting a beat out here and putting some whack ass song out and hope it catch on TikTok or some shit. Mm-hmm. Like she was, I like the song.
Yeah.
If it wasn't such a yeah glow, I'd be playing it. But I'm not gonna be sitting here like yeah glow. but I actually listened to the words. One day I just listened to the words, right? And I could see where her style is getting better. You see what I'm saying? Like her rap is getting better. So I don't think she's a plant.
Right, I got you.
I think God has actually found somebody and let them take their time, not try to throw them out there to be, you know, the queen of rap here. Mm-hmm. And let her do her thing. So I give God some props on that for helping her career. Let her do her thing in her career. Let her grow into where she at. So I don't think she's a plant. Word. But I do agree with Joe Buttons on this. It's some industry plants out here now. That's a fact.
Word. That's called it. Glorilla tried to fuck Dame, ain't it?
Hey, man. Gorilla said, "Who?" She came out and said, "Who niggas did?" I said, "Oh shit, that's that Memphis shit, bro. That's that. Who niggas? Who this nigga belong to?"
She
asked the question. She say, "You know, ain't trying to slide on the slick."
Right, right.
She just asked, "Who niggas is this? Mm-hmm. Is this somebody nigga?"
Yeah.
Speak up. You know.
What they ain't gonna do?
They ain't gonna fuck. Better. Glow got them new titties too. Yeah, Glow. Got them new red titties too. Them new areolas. Got them areolas out the plastic bag.
Yeah.
Dame suck one of them titties. Yeah, suck one of them. Yeah, I ain't mad at him.
Size. Yeah.
Suck one of them tits.
For sure. But say that this week, man. A lot of people.
Right.
Kind of owned him this week about that, saying that shit.
Yeah, Buttons, he every now and then he'll say something worth hearing. Yeah. Sometimes he'd be all over the fucking place. Mm-hmm. But I want to, before we get out of here, though, I want to give
yeah.
Mims Again, a reporter in the field, D. Mills. We got to get you a new shirt out there, Mills. About those, he sent some couple stories this week, man. And the one that really caught my eye was, you know, not T.O. getting run over.
T.O.
Somebody hit T.O. in Calabasas, what they call.
Fuck.
Somebody ran T.O. ass over.
He got hurt.
I don't really know if he got seriously hurt, but, you know, nigga try to but remember back when Kansas City, them fans, it was at the Kansas City Miami game, it was below zero. Remember we was talking about that at the house? Was you at the house? You was there, right? We was watching the game. Yeah. It was talking about how that, I was told him, like, it even felt cold. Like that, I felt that cold in Afghanistan, that below zero. Like, I had on a bit, you know, layers and layers and layers of clothes, and still couldn't put on no clothes to stay warm. And these motherfuckers out there with no shirt on. They said several or a few of those fans had to get shit amputated because of that game.
Damn. I know that.
Because of the cold, you know, the cold frostbite. They had to get amputated. Like, this week's after the game is over now. The game been over. People's getting amputated, getting shit amputated because of the fucking game.
This week?
Well, Mim sent it a couple days ago.
Yeah.
But, you know, he from Kansas City. He's from that area.
Okay.
So, even though he live in Dallas, but he from the area.
Okay.
So, fans getting, some of the fans attending that game, man, still got medical problems.
Fuck.
From that game, from that cold, man.
Shit.
So, my thing is, do you think, do you think that it should be, when it's cold like that, do you think the NFL should say, you know what, for the health and safety of all of us, we need to move this game to another goddamn location, man. Or make all games in a dome. Just like you travel for the Super Bowl, make all games in a dome. They can play all the games in a dome, man. You think that'd be something they can do? The central location. You just have all the fucking playoff games right there. You have them, the AFC play on Saturday, the NFC play on Sunday, or whatever you want to do, swap them up, don't matter. But they all play on one, or maybe two locations in a dome. So you won't have fans having their foot cut off just because they want to attend a fucking Kansas City, Miami playoff game. You think the NFL should take over on that, or just say fuck it, y'all on y'all?
I don't know. You know what?
Player safety too now.
Yeah, I think because
ain't no way in fucking hell they need to be playing below 20 degrees. Nobody should be outside, bro.
Yeah,
and below 20.
I think these owners got enough money
to dome these places up.
But
it's supposed to be a competitive advantage for you, a hot weather team, to come to a cold weather stadium. It's like a mental thing. But everybody's fucking cold, man.
That's old football.
Yeah, that's old. Yeah, I get it.
That's old.
I agree with you. Yeah, that's always a thing. Yeah. Nigga, if it's below 20, it's below 20 for everybody standing out here. Not just for me, just because I'm from Florida.
And I play football.
It's fucking cold, man. Okay. It is fucking cold. It ain't no colder. My 20 degree weather ain't no different than yours. It's cold, man.
I hate when they say that. Cause these niggas, these guys that play football, these niggas is playing football all their life.
They bodies are built for contact and extreme shit.
So don't right? mean like they been playing in Hawaii all their life.
Ain't like they playing in the Philippines, man. Okay.
But I don't
below 20, nobody should be. If it was below 20, niggas wouldn't even go to work.
Because, you know, like, I could kind of see what you're saying. Because, you know, like, the college playoff tournament. They
have them in different stadiums.
Cities.
They have them in different cities. Cities the teams ain't from.
Right.
And you can have it where you can have at least two locations, a dome stadium, and you can have a playoff game. So nobody won't have to worry about fucking getting their fucking fingers and foot cut off because they wanted to see, they bought a ticket. I know it's up to the individual too, but that's the sport. You want people to buy tickets to the game.
Yeah, just to the words of my mouth, I was going to say shit, you know, they kind of, It's kind of up to you, because I know I ain't going out there.
I ain't going out there, motherfucker. I don't give a damn who playing.
Yeah, I get somebody my ticket.
You can have this motherfucker. Right. Your ass want to go out there that 20, negative 20?
Yeah.
You take your ass. Me?
Yeah.
I watch this shit from the comfort of my own home, man.
Mm-hmm. Worry, man. You got a scumbag tip of the week, man?
Oh, boy. Man. Yeah, I got a scumbag tip of the week, man. My scumbag tip of the week goes out to the fellas. What we need to do out here, even if, you know, if you're my age or older, or you're younger, you should go out here and find your Fannie Willis Gorilla Grip pussy before you damn check out of here. If you haven't already got your Gorilla Grip, her nickname is Gorilla Grip Pussy.
Mm-hmm.
For her to, for that man is set up on that damn thing, on that on stand and said, her nickname in his phone is Gorilla Grip Pussy. We all need to experience that at least one time.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't already. So, fellas, I need y'all to go find your Gorilla Grip and enjoy life. And Fanny look like she ain't bullshitting either.
No.
Gorilla Grip Pussy.
Gorilla Grip.
So that's my scumbag tip of the week, man. Go see if you get that in your life. See if you get that in your life.
Worry, man. Shit.
Shout out to Fanny.
Shout out to Fanny. Worry, man. Shit, I really don't have a scumbag tip this week, man.
Yeah. You know, I just speak on life then.
Yeah, man. Y'all just continue to support us, man. Support the show, support what we're doing over here. Not only our show, all other shows off Crux Media, man. Make sure y'all check those out as well. Yeah,
man, shoot us some topics, man. Shoot us some comments, something right. Y'all want to hear about, something we didn't talk about, something y'all want to hear. Just give us some feedback. We love to hear from y'all, man.
Yeah, we love the engagement, man. We love to talk to you.
We always looking to improve. We always looking to get better.
Word.
You know, so we really appreciate y'all. And just keep giving us the support, man. We appreciate it.
Word, man. Sly, let everyone know how they can find you, Sly.
Look, if you're looking for me, you can find me at KStucky76. That's KStucky76 on Instagram and Twitter. You can also find me on the Scumbag Lounge page on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook.
Where y'all can find me at 40 Fonz on Twitter and Instagram. Y'all can hear us every Wednesday on all podcast platforms. Be sure to give us a like, share, follow the 5-star rating, also leave us a review. You also can hear us on Dollar Radio Online Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Follow us at the Scumbag Lounge on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Email us at the Scumbag Lounge at Gmail. Thank you to all our listeners. Thank you to the Crux Media Group. Thank you to Dollar Radio Online. Thank you to Hearts of the Streets Radio TV. And the Scumbags out.